anger and hostility and ignorance and attachment, and then being and then liberation, and then in cyclic existence we then have to do that over and over and over again. So liberation is talking about being free of having to do that over and over again. So then we have three levels of practice of the Buddhist teaching. First level is for someone who's thinking about that they don't want to be reborn in their next lifetime into a situation that's into a difficult situation as as an animal, for instance, or a hungry ghost is another situation where you don't have anything to eat. You're constantly constantly hungry. So then, in order to avoid that situation, then they're meditating. And they're meditating in the sense that this is called the person of the initial level. And that kind of person then is seeking to practice the Buddhist teaching to avoid that kind of a consequence, but they're also thinking, oh, it'd be nice to have a human life or a life as a god or a goddess. That would be great. And so then they're practicing to achieve that goal. And then the Buddha taught certain gave certain kind of teachings to achieve that. And primarily it's avoiding the 10 non-virtuous deeds and cultivating the 10 virtuous deeds. So then when such a person at that initial level or you can just say when an individual at the initial level, it's just like, it's not like a person, somebody other than us, it's just the first level of practice. And so then at that level when we go for refuge, we're thinking, oh, the Buddha is the person who taught these 10, how to avoid these 10 non-virtuous deeds and to take up their opposite, the 10 virtuous deeds, and to cultivate those, and how to, in that way, just, you know, avoid harming others and to do what we can to be helpful to others. Therefore, I'm taking refuge in him, and I'm taking refuge in the teachings. The teachings are these teachings of avoiding harm and doing what we can to help according to these. Am I talking loud enough? and according to these, virtuous deeds, doing what we can to be helpful. And according to the 10 non-virtuous deeds, avoiding those and abstaining from those and doing what we can to not be harmful.
No, So the kibu chungu chue de yagpo chungu suna ne dingda ya dhuya yora. Te kaya chimburwa. Te kaya ko kibu chungu chue de ko kaya cheshu re tanda. Kane kaya shedu laya kante yungdo. Laya mikiwa te paa yarwa. Mikiwa laya paa kewa tubya re de yora. So kane kaya shedu kabla soso kaya shedu zambita kaya shedu kya kuzin shegu meduwa, chama chegu meduwa. Sik tsubu mili poya labgu meduwa. Tanda mebe nirin shadang keji sheg midwa ti takura. Di mezina tene ni keji shadang til kun jura duwe ra. Taka nashin, ali tishi labtan jura.
So when we're, this kind of, you have to think of it as the initial level, and this is the primary level that we have to concentrate on. And therefore, if we engage in the practicing at this level, then we're being especially conscientious about what we do, okay? That's actions, that means karma. So we're trying to avoid harmful actions and do what we can to doing helpful actions. And so action, it's specifically say, for instance, what we do, what we say, okay, verbal actions, so then we're avoiding lying, we're avoiding, divisive speech, or saying something offensive to hurt somebody, or to just sort of talking senselessly, you know, from where we get involved in showing our bias, you know, getting involved in, you know, expressing our bias in speech.
No, no, no. She go lead you on a search of a sera. Machine by the law him cigar. Oh, there's a young dog, young medal touch, so cabieta. And it's Chimbataeda. Sutum song yada. There's a near so. So we lose each along with the Mika Yumdo Takura. Keep on the Bogichera.
No. And then physically, then we have to be conscientious or aware of what we're doing. And though primarily that means to avoid killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct or adultery. So then do what we can to protect life and to be generous and practice giving, and then also to just be very moral. So that's how we are conscientious physically.
Telia ko shenja me mi no dia shenja me ver skoda nafsimsi mele ne ba ke go samsa samlo ma go cha cha pen to to no ngara ngwe ne ka pen to go samsa ni ri ni sam ni ta sam ne gura no da su de da ke wa me ke kar che ne che yo mare jo nga ma chim ba se le jum bi te ke ji mare te ba ji mare sam ne ba che che o le sam bu che den de u sam bu yo le ne ba che den bu ne ba yo re
So then, mentally, you can also have mental actions, and mentally, then we're avoiding covetousness, means out of greed, I guess it's sort of like greed or attachment. You're always thinking that I like that person's things or this, I need that. You know, sort of thinking of others' things and possessing those, and then malice, where you're having harmful thoughts. You're really being very aware of what you're thinking and avoiding those thoughts, and then you're trying to cultivate the opposite, where you're. Covetousness, you're thinking, you know, with not having any kind of attachment for things. And then with malice, you're trying to think of how to be helpful to others. And then the final one is this idea of wrong views, where you're avoiding thoughts of, well, the future and former and future lives don't exist, for instance. And if you think like that, and you think, oh, it doesn't really matter what I do, you know, I don't have to avoid the non-virtuous actions and cultivate virtuous actions, it doesn't really matter at all. You're not thinking like that. So then you're cultivating the opposite of that, where you would be having a belief in the effects of your actions and adhering to following the 10, avoiding the 10 non-virtuous deeds and adopting or cultivating the 10 virtuous deeds. This is what we call the correct worldly view, actually, is the way it's usually, we have this expression, correct view, but this is the correct worldly view, or you could say mundane if you wanted to, but I'm not quite sure. Correct worldly view, I'll do.
अनि क्या चम्मच आता मैं कोई बात तो ये था शेषारा ता तेज़ा मारे ता थार बात हो गई तुम्हें लेते हैं तो थार को दोस्त निभा दिले बुरा
then when you're practicing refuge within the context of this initial level of practice, then you're thinking about how there's kind of this injunction, I guess we can call it, to practice refuge three times during the day and three times at the night. But it really means then to practice it, you know, always be aware of taking refuge in the three jewels, where you're saying, oh, the Buddha is the one who taught this practice of the avoiding the 10 non-virtues and cultivating the 10 virtues, and then when you say, I go for refuge to the teaching, then you're thinking about, I'm going to put these, I'm going to follow these 10 avoiding these 10 non-virtues and cultivating these 10 virtues, and then I'm going to, then when you're taking refuge in the spiritual community, you're saying, oh, these are the persons who can show me a good example of how to practice these 10, avoiding these 10 non-virtues and cultivating the 10 virtues. And then gradually over time, meditating means you get accustomed to this so that you actually are in your activities during the day, you are completely abstaining from the 10 non-virtues, and then you're always cultivating the 10 virtuous deeds. And at that point, then, you're confident that you're going to avoid being reborn into a difficult life in your next lifetime, and that you're going to be able to, have a good life as a human or a deity. But then you go, well, the being reborn as a human or a deity doesn't sound like a good deal. Also, because you'd be just subject to the same problems again. So I'd rather just be liberated, you know, get out of the whole cycle of birth and death. And so then you're that time you're really ready to practice these teachings of the for a person of the intermediate level, we can say. And so then that's where we are with this chapter, right? We have to think of these three jewels, the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community, in the context of how they, well, usually when we think of the Buddha, then the Buddha is the teacher, okay, the teacher of refuge, okay, when we're going for refuge. We think of the Buddha as the teacher of refuge. And, but in the same way, it's, we can use the analogy that the Buddha is like a physician who's showing us the sometimes teacher means somebody who's showing us something. We can think of it that way. Then the physician is prescribing a certain medication and that we have to then take. The teaching is thought of as the actual refuge. Okay, that's what's going to protect us. So then we have to think of the teaching as being like the medicine. That's what's really going to cure us of the illness. And then the spiritual community, those are the nurses. Okay, we usually think of them as the companions of refuge, or those who help us along with refuge. And so then we can think of them as like nurses. So then but it's up to us, of course. The primary thing then is the actual refuge. If we're going to be protected, then we have to ingest the medicine. We have to practice the teachings. That means so then that's our obligation, is then to put the teachings into practice.
Oh yeah. Udiendo ko tende kadam be ni malama tustende suwa. Kadam be kisu suwa. Niri niri medicine tadu tangbo ko desa kangbe nalta be na kangbe yangu shida yo mara kangbe na remuti yana. Sugar and the
So then there's a story that illustrates how we can practice these in avoiding the 10 non-virtuous deeds and cultivating the 10 virtues, and it has to do with a lama, we say, or a teacher from the early Tibet of the Gadamba sect, the early Tibetan practitioners. And those days, houses weren't as fancy as they are nowadays, you can say. But anyway, he was in his room, and he had maybe some paper that he could, you know, keep track of things. So he was like keeping track of how many non-virtuous things he was doing during the day. Usually, when we wouldn't bother to do that, we're just sort of taking refuge all the time, you know, reciting the refuge prayer maybe three times during the day, three times at night. But we never like keep track of how much virtue we're doing and how much non-virtue we're doing. But he was like keeping track of all this non-virtue. Non-virtue means the harmful actions that he was doing. And that just reminded me that, again, well, anyway, I'll say it at the end. And so then he was keeping track of these harmful deeds. And then there was two, he couldn't, he didn't have enough paper, and he started writing on the wall. But after a while, then he wasn't putting up anymore. And so he became like confident that he had, completely eliminated all these harmful or destructive actions of his body, speech, of physical, verbal, and mental actions. And then, he was, at that time, he was confident that he had completed that initial level of practice, and that his deeds, everything that he did, his actions were always constructive and helpful to others. So then, at that point, he had completed this initial level, and that's a good example of how we can practice. It's something that we can do. We can practice this, and it's a bit accessible to us. So we should feel it's a very important thing to keep up this kind of a practice. And then what I had just remembered that Genla had said earlier was that it's not only for happiness in your future life. You'll be happy in this life because you're making good connections with others, with other people. It's a way of, you know, if you're practicing these and avoiding non-virtue and cultivating virtue, then it makes a good relation. You know, that's maybe to say it that way. It makes good relationships with others, and so then you naturally be happy yourself. And so it's not just the future life.
Yang kawa-kawa kitu ne nyawa yida tendu ki tende yo mar so so la rawa me ba lu chi lang rawa me ba ya de shi na wa chi chi yo ta de ta kwa le thare shi ayo sam gyo na rawa me ba chi chi che ko ga te le ti tu nya lo ta ti le thare ek thab shi che gyo na kwa le thare ek thab de le ki bun ring gi chu yo si gyo na
Then the next level of practice is where the intermediate level, where you're then thinking, oh, well, even if I get a life as a human being or a better life, then it's never certain. I'll always be sort of, you know, plagued by, will I be reborn into one of these miserable lives? And then also thinking that you're thinking a lot about how a human life isn't a great life to be in. Really, you're always subject to being ill, and you know, you don't know when you're going to, you know, die, and there's all sorts of problems that being a human has, and especially you're always under the control of something other than yourself. You're always under the control of something else. You know, you don't have real independence. So it would be better just to be totally liberated, and where you'd be, you know, totally, you would have your, you would achieve actual independence.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Kibu chungu kapsu ko sosul ya nyomu yore, nganzi yore, tangzi yore, chakdang nganzu konzu chakdang yore, changma nyomu yore. Yina nyomu di shenwa du tuan ni shenle tsawa che shou ma re se. Shenle neba shen ndik ma re se mikiwa chut pang di yore. Ta kibu ndingi kapsu, oh, ta di nyomu korang di meba sou gudu.
During the practice of a person that, well, that initial level, when you're on that initial level of practice, then you have this, you're avoiding these various actions, but underneath these actions, what's motivating them is these mental afflictions, we're calling them, where you have, what do you say, a misconception of self, and you're making, you know, distinctions between, well, them and us, and you're getting into having jealousy and pride and all sorts of, these are called the afflictions. And so then on the next level then of practice, then you're dealing directly with those, because then if you can overcome your misconception of self and the other, you know, attachment and so forth, then you'll have that's what drives our actions, and then the actions are what are causing us to be reborn. So if we can just eliminate those afflictions, then that would be, you know, then you see that then you'd be totally free of these afflictions. So then at that point you're looking at, well, how do these afflictions arise, and where are they coming out of, and you can start analyzing their source, and you see that it's coming from a attachment to ourself, where we're feeling we're so important, and then you analyze and you can see that it's how we're misconceiving the self, and so then at that point then you're starting to study and learn about what we're calling selflessness or emptiness.
This one? Yeah, this one. Oh, yeah,
So then when we're practicing refuge at this level, then the teacher is the one, the Buddha is the teacher of the ways to eliminate these afflictions and their root cause of misconception of self. Then the teaching, when we're going for refuge in the teaching, you know, basically the Buddha is the one who's showing us the way to liberation. So then the teachings are the methods of overcoming these afflictions. It's just the teachings are the, you know, what it is that eliminates the afflictions. You know? And so then those are, that's the teaching on selflessness, we call it.
So
it's the path or the teachings that are the elimination of the afflictions, that eliminate the afflictions. And then the spiritual community are those who accompany and are companions on such a path. So that's the practice of refuge at that time.
So
then, when we reach to the final level, are we calling it the final level, or the advanced level, if you wanted to use it that way? Anyway, there's three, so it's the final level. Then we're understanding that there's all this being, you know, self-interest. At the level of being interested in liberation, then we're sort of relatively involved in our own interests, and so then rather than making a difference between interests, having this difference between interest, self-interest, and the interests of others, then we practice what's known as the bodhisattva path, where we're changing our orientation so that we're only oriented towards helping others, what their interests are, where our focus is totally on others. And in order to fulfill their interests, then we have to achieve enlightenment and become Buddhas ourselves, where we then are... we've eliminated all our faults and achieved all good qualities. In other words, we've become perfect, and then we have the ability to be help others. So then, when we go for refuge, we're going for refuge in the context of achieving that kind of a purpose.
Mm. 아니 소소 야구레 총소네 가다레 쳔아 삼 두구레 총소 어 당날 두구 총소 남기네 나 수디 삼부 치고르기도 와 어디게 나데 근데 지여바 예바 삼부도 데 삼부 당고라 데 삼부 당고레 데 삼부 당도 틀레 근데 지여레스네 소소 나 수디 소부 파샤 샘 파샤 초 파샤네 나 코랑 코랑기 예베스 남기레 나라조 삼그레 나 나랑기 예 삼그레 나 소보다 디디디니 사추 디나로 인당자도 참마다 치 사추 멜롱다 대줄라 떼진델링아 강사지 대유 미지 대유 선부지 대유 삼그마라 대줄 떼진데벌 좀 뭐 칠로 떼네 소소레기오라 강사 네 중원했잖아 이네 나주 대상그마라 나 나랑게 여 삼그 랑외네스도 랑외네스도 자 갈수와 나 나랑게 여 세르 삼그 네
나랑게
여 어 나 나랑게 여세 중원했잖아 소소 간데스여레 르다 차셰데 치 룽무비에다 셰보질로 떼진 될내네 여데와 코스부스데와로 이네 디셈브르 탄게 요마레 나랑게 여섬 라와 나 랑외네 여바스 딘데지 슈크첨부지 징여라 나데 딘지데네 나에세 슈크첨부지 네 나조스데네 콘조세 데네 자그레 자베다 카르나에 톤데 카르체 청마치 톤게 용비와라 니모 세 테란 남디 나 세삼데야데 알랑아 딘데지 요마레 다스 Yumojisanga, she was some good at the Sambananshing at your marries. Tame was Tombany Sigura. Sambananshing at your marries, or not only your marries, your marries. Not the Tushin, your race, Gora. O Tombany is the damage to Tinted Sigure, some semi charity Gora. So we are some good as a young and the condensing to Soso. Some was Tanja Quarshi Ragua.
So, in order to understand when we're talking about selflessness or emptiness, we have really have to have some kind of an idea of how we think about ourselves and or ourself or I. What is it? How we usually are constantly thinking about me, I, and then what makes me happy, what makes me unhappy. We're constantly preoccupied with our self. And then what is this self that we're preoccupied with? You have to examine how is it that we feel about that self and how does that self appear to us? What do we think of that self? You can think of it, say it that way. And then, so then that self, when we examine, we sort of think of, well, this is my body and so if you sort of look at how we think of ourselves, or the self, or how we think of this I, we don't think of ourselves as being somehow just what we call a dependent arising, that we have somehow come into existence constantly dependent upon all these different factors like our mind and our body and all the different factors within our mind and body and that we sort of arise independence upon that and all the elements around us, and we're constantly dependent upon the various earth, water, fire, air, all of these kinds of things. We're dependent upon those, and then we have and the self exists in that as a dependent arising, okay, but we don't think like that. We sort of have this idea that that's not the way we really think about ourselves. If we examine and really look at it, we think of ourselves as sort of, even if we didn't have this whole mind and body, we just exist on our own. We have some kind of self-existence or this I has it. What we say exists from its own side. I'm just here, and this is me, I, and then we're independent. You know, we think of ourselves as sort of being independent, and so then there's another way of looking at that. And so then, when we're talking about selflessness, it's really good to have an idea of, well, selflessness is a word that it's kind of just a word that we've made up over the time in terms of translation, but it means no self, you know. But what kind of self are we saying no self about? We're talking about this independent self, that it's just this made up self that we're kind of, we think about that exists in a certain way. The self doesn't really exist the way we think it exists. You know, we think it exists in a certain way. It doesn't exist like that. That's basically what we're talking about.
Joshua Sabinako, Joshua Lugi, Chashe Kazer, Legacy, and Gitzu Samal Tugre, Simla Tugre, Sora Tugre, Me Samuel Tugre, Chi Joel Tugre, Mambo was a son, and then me Regora, Joshua Rederva, not Rederva. Something I did some give a matter. Not angry, you're somebody. Mambo was a sort of dirt and drill, and then some by some. This summer. Nga jeda kondru dan chato di tindri shukchimbu yungu maare. Di samgi maare. Kondru da zilang sun, o nga sam pe kona chik dvaji kawaiyo sun, dvaji yoyo si chik zugure zugure, kashik ting san tindri sik duwa yin zi, nga zi nindri sik ngayinda, ngayinda zi. Chik dvaji yoyo sun, samgi yora, tenye ke yoyo marwa. O diri, ngo kari yina. Mambu uchi tue zin rilni kwe ngo yoyo gura. Yidu honga yinara, yidu mo yinara, cha yinara, yinara. And the social sample of Chitagiora. Pajo Mambuji, Mainga Mambuji saw. Tell us also some look at Chita and any outro Gurumado. Rawaja and Angarangi, you solitary with Koranga, you don't see your mother. Or did some Tagiora.
So when we're thinking about selflessness in this chapter, we're thinking about how, we're making up in our own minds how we exist in our own right. Okay, we have this idea of the self as existing on its own, you know, but we're never automatically thinking about how we actually come into existence, how. Our existence is a dependent existence. It depends upon all these different factors of the body. It depends on all these different factors of the mind. It depends on all the elements around us and our environment. And all of that, then we think self within that context of that dependence. But instead of that, we have this automatic feeling that I exist on my own, I don't, you know, separate from all those things. And when we're talking about selflessness, then you have to understand that we're talking about that kind of a self, okay, that exists in that way, is, when we're using the word selflessness, it means doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It actually doesn't exist.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. Maybe to think that kind of made-up self. Okay, instead of saying that kind of self, it's better to say some kind of a made-up self, or how we think about ourselves normally, or normally, that doesn't exist.
Oh yeah,
oh, does everybody have their books? So crack out your books. So then when you hear my explanation, then you're thinking about, oh, when it talks about emptiness here, it's talking about the emptiness that we just talked about. That's what we're talking about.